She were not there. Later, at board, if the matter was fit for childish ears, she would relate this or that important or diverting news she had gleaned about our neighbors and how they did. Oft times what she learned was of great use to father in his ministry or to grandfather in his magistracy. I copied her in this, and that was how I learned I was to loose her. Our neighbor, Goody Branch, who is midwife here, had sent me off to her cottage to fetch more groaning beer, in the hope that it would cool my mother's childbed fever. Anxious as I was to fetch it back for her, I stood by the latch for some minutes when I heard my mother speaking. What she spake concerned her death. I waited to hear Goody Branch contradict her, to tell her all would be well. But no such words came. Instead, Goody Branch answered that she would see to certain matters that troubled my mother, and that she should make her mind easy on those several accounts. 3 days later, we buried her. Although it was spring according to the calendar, the ground was not yet thawed. So we set a fire on the place my father had chosen, between the graves of my twin brother Zuriel, who had died when he was 9 years old, and my other infant brother, who had not tarried here long enough for us to name him. We tended the fire all through the night. Even so, at dawn, when my father and Makepeace commenced to dig, the shovel rang on that iron-hard earth. The sound of it is with me still. The labor was such that father trembled all over afterward, his limbs palsied with the work of putting her to rest. So it is, out here on this island, where we dwell with our faces to the sea and our backs to the wilderness. Like Adam's family after the fall, we have all things to do. We must be fettler, baker, apothecary, gravedigger. Whatever the task, we must do it, or else do without. It is near to a year now since my mother's death, and since then I have had charge of solace and of the keeping of this house. I miss my mother, as I know father does, and Makepeace too in his way, although his affections are less warmly worn than ours. His faith also seems stronger in the way he is able to accept what befalls us as the working of divine will. We have all spent many sore days and nights examining our souls and our conduct to read what lesson the Lord intended for us in taking her so soon. What failings and sins he did mean to punish in us. And though I sit in prayerful reflection with my father on this matter of our spiritual estate, I have not given to him the ground of what I know to be true. I killed my mother. I know that some would say I was a child who Satan trickster toyed with, but as to soul, there is neither youth nor age. Sin stains us at our birth and shadows our every hour. As the scripture tells us, their foot shall slide in due time. Loose one's footing, as I did, and age matters not. One cedes all claims to childish innocence. And my sins were not mere nursery mischief, but matters etched in stone upon the tablets of mortal error. I broke the commandments day following day, and I did it knowingly. Minister's daughter, how could I say otherwise? Like Eve, I thirsted after forbidden knowledge, and I ate forbidden fruit. For her, the apple, for me, the white hellebore. Different plants, proffered from the same hand. And just as that serpent must have been lovely, I see him, his lustrous shimmering scales pouring liquid over Eve's shoulders, his jewel eyes luminous as they gazed into her own. So too did Satan come to me in a form of irresistible beauty. Break God's laws and suffer ye his wrath. Well, and so I do. The Lord lays his hand sore upon me as I bend under the toil I now have, mother's and mine both. The tasks stretch out from the gray slough before dawn to the guttered taper of night. At 15, I have taken up the burdens of a woman and have come to feel I am.